pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
With liberty and justice for all. Good afternoon, Global Patriots. You're listening to Global Patriot Radio, Take No Prisoners, with Vito. I'm Vito. Our call number today and every Global Patriot Day is area code 319-527-6706. That's area code 319-527-6706. And hello to Duck Northwest. Nice to see you, Duck. Hello to Sue from New Mexico. Thoughts and prayers are with you. And hello to our friend Joshua. I did exercise today. Did 5 miles. Nice little walk. Raring to go. Get my thoughts together. Of course, get the juices flowing on this Friday. It's Friday, May 19th. And I hope you all are having a great week. Hello to everybody in podcast land. Probably be a quick hour. And Ducky Northwest says hello to Sue from New Mexico. So nice. Thank you, Duck. Today's title is Intentional Plus Shameless Equals Anti-American. And boy, when you look at the events these last 848 days with regards to the intentional issues that are occurring, it's no more mind-boggling. It's disgusting. It's un-American. It's frustrating. And it's all led by, and by the way, since it's Friday, I always read from the good book, the Holy Bible, Proverbs 6, verses 12 through 19. And Proverbs 6, verse 12 through 19 is titled The Wicked Man. And it describes Joe Biden to a T. God certainly knew what he was doing, didn't he? We know what he's saying as well. And history does repeat itself. The wicked man, verse 12, a worthless person, a wicked man, walks with a perverse mouth. 13, he winks with his eyes, he shuffles his feet, he points with his fingers. 14, perversity is in his heart. He devises evil continually. He sows discord. 15, therefore his calamity shall come suddenly. Suddenly he shall be broken without remedy. 16, these six things the Lord hates. Yes, seven are an abomination to him. 17, a proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood. Afghanistan. 18, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift in running to evil. 19, a false witness who speaks lies, and one who sows discord among brethren. And sowing discord among brethren seems to be the objective by the Democrat Marxist Party, including the wicked man Joe Biden. You know, in the past, when there was a sense of honor, when there was ethics and integrity, however little that may have been in government, there used to be an accountability that was deemed to be the decorum. You know, in 1972, 73, of course, you had Watergate, and boy, President Nixon, he had to go. Let's impeach him. Had to go. Then, of course, there was blowjob Bill, Bill Clinton, carrying on with a female intern and lied about it. And obviously, you know, we say accountability. Nixon did go, but he was a Republican, and the Democrats, of course, rallied around blowjob Bill and saved him from stepping down from office. And if he had any integrity, he would have done so. Bob Livingston, a Republican out of Louisiana, who was to be Speaker of the House to assume the role from Newt Gingrich, did the honorable thing, and he resigned because he had an extramarital affair. And of course, when it's disclosed that Eric Swalwell, congressman from California, was banging a Chinese spy and who the communist Chinese helped further his congressional career, not only did Eric Swalwell not resign, but Nancy Pelosi put him on key House committees. And today he shamelessly makes statements, and hence the topic for today: intentional plus shameless equals anti-American. And Joe Biden is a dishonest man. He's been a dishonest man his entire public life, his entire political life. And let's not rehash it, because we all know how dishonest Joe Biden is. On the other side of the coin, our founding fathers were brilliant. They were brilliant men. They crafted a brilliant document informing the United States of America, and that document is called the United States Constitution. And the Constitution, that very document, is aboard today by a major political party, by a uniparty, by the way, the Democrat Marxist Party, and of course the uniparty in Washington, D.C. And they seem to hold the Constitution in contempt. And it's really sad that we've arrived at a time in our lives, Americans, where we held politicians to high esteem at one point, that we held in honor the presidency of the United States, and that if we thought otherwise, you're a conspiracy theorist. And if we thought ill of our congressman, well, it certainly isn't our congressman. Got to be somebody else's congressman. And it's one corruption after another, one cover-up after another. Hello, iGuy. Nice to see you. And the slap in the face to our founders, who actually crafted the United States Constitution because they knew that democracies only lasted a short time. And so they formed a constitutional republic, a representative republic. John Adams stated, a constitution of government, once changed from freedom, can never be restored. Liberty, once lost, is lost forever. And in our modern times, we are seeing that occur seemingly on a daily basis. 9/11, after 9/11, 2001, Congress quickly and rapidly came up with the Patriot Act, formed the Department of Homeland Security, and certainly the intentions were good, right? America was attacked by 19 Muslim men financed by Saudi Arabia, and our sovereignty was challenged, and our liberties were challenged. And so in order to retain those liberties, we have to take away those liberties, right? All in the name of national security. And you fast forward that to today, and we watch the concerted effort by Washington, D.C., both Democrats and Republicans, who are seemingly wanting to dismantle the very Bill of Rights our founders put together. We have a corrupt bunch of individuals in government, and seemingly Washington, D.C. is a cesspool. Individuals in both the executive and legislative branches of government who are seeking and working to dismantle our Constitution, including our Bill of Rights, our liberties, our freedoms, including the First Amendment and the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights. George Washington stated, if freedom of speech is taken away, then dumb and silent, we may be led like sheep to slaughter. And it's no accident that the Democrat Party has adopted the term democracy. And you heard it ad nauseum. Whenever the Democrat Marxist Party attempts to justify and show they care about the United States, they use the term democracy. Our democracy is under fire. Our democracy, our democracy. Well, we are a constitutional republic. We are a representative republic. And the dumbing down intentionally, oh, there's that word, intentional plus shameless equals anti-American. And the intentional dumbing down of America is meant in order to dismantle our constitutional republic. And they put a chimpanzee in the White House, Joe Biden, the wicked man, on January 20, 2021. A man with no heart, a man with no soul, a hollow man, as Sarge stated. And he truly is a hollow man, a heartless man, a wicked man who sows discord. There is a website. It's called Lou Rockwell, LewRockwell.com. And I'll tell you, this website has been knocking it out of the park lately. And I'm going to read one of the articles that they had published, and it's Rise to Rebellion, a Fourth Turning Perspective by Jim Quinn. And I'm going to read to it because there seems to be a pattern here in with the Democrat Marxist Party. And it's an intentional distraction. It's the shamelessness that the destructive Democrat Party is using. And it's a quote, it's two quotes from, as they call him, King Joe I, Joe Biden, the wicked man, who gave that dark speech in front of Independence Hall, you know, with that red backdrop, the black. And it was more like Adolf Hitler giving a speech for the Third Reich than it was an American president who was seeking to bridge and unite Americans. Since January 20, 2021, the attempt by Washington, D.C., and I say Washington, D.C. because with the Uniparty, it's members of both party, irrespective of party affiliation. You could say three parties because there are two or three independents, two in the United States Senate, who like to identify as independents because, you know, they're very broad-minded. No, they're Marxists, including Bernie Sanders. But this distraction that's being put forth, this sowing of discord intentionally by Joe Biden, by the Democrat Marxist Party, goes back to the quotes, to the speech that I'm going to quote right now in part, that Joe Biden gave in Independence, in front of Independence Hall a couple of years back in 2021, September to be exact. I'm sorry, it was September 1st of 2022 is when the speech was given. King Joe Biden stated, MAGA forces are determined to take this country backwards. Backwards to an America where there is no right to choose, no right to privacy, no right to contraception, no right to marry who you love. They promote authoritarian leaders and they fan the flames of political violence that are a threat to our personal rights, to the pursuit of justice, to the rule of law, to the very soul of this country. Now, you can picture the wicked man Joe Biden standing at the podium with a dark background, a red background with black, and he's pointing his finger like a wicked man does, as described in Proverbs 6, verses 12 through 19. And what prompted me to talk about this today is there was a tweet from Hillary Rodham Clinton yesterday, and it was shared by Holger. In case you're on Twitter and you don't see Hillary Rodham Clinton's tweets, but this goes to the shamelessness of Hillary Clinton, the shamelessness of the Democrat Party, and again, intention plus shameless equals anti-American. And Hillary Rodham Clinton was replying to a tweet from her fellow Marxist, Little Robert Reich. And Hillary Rodham Clinton tweeted the following: "We cannot allow MAGA Republicans to tank our economy." Yes, you heard it right, folks. You heard it right. That's correct. I looked at it too. I looked at it and went, maybe it was Photoshop. Nope. Hillary Rodham Clinton actually tweeted out, "We cannot allow MAGA Republicans to tank our economy." And it's not just Hillary Rodham Clinton. It's also the Senate Democrats in the House. Sorry, it's the Senate Democrats as well as the Senate members of the House. And there's a video on Twitter that was posted by a patriot that I follow by the name of Thomas O'Connor, 62, baby. And the tweet that Thomas O'Connor retweeted shows five Democrat Marxists standing around a podium. And one of the Democrat Marxists steps up to the podium after the communist Bernie Sanders steps away. And the Democrat Marxist politician, a white New England supremacist senator, stated the following: "We cannot let Republicans drive our economy off a cliff." Really? What? Wait a minute. Hold on a second. So Hillary Rodham Clinton sends out a tweet yesterday: "We cannot allow MAGA Republicans to tank our economy." And then a Democrat Marxist senator, a white New England supremacist senator, stated, "We cannot let Republicans drive our economy off a cliff." Now, I don't know if we are in an living in an alternate universe right now. I don't know if the moon and the stars align such that we have no idea what's been occurring the last 848 days. But we're not going to allow this misinformation, this campaign of disinformation that's intentionally brought forth by the Democrats in the United States. I don't know where the Democrat Marxists have been hiding these last 848 days. But first of all, to this Democrat Marxist white supremacist New England senator, because he had the accent, you know, like the cat, you know, "We cannot let the Republicans drive our economy off the cliff." I don't know where this Marxist New England white supremacist senator has been the last 848 days. But he certainly hasn't been paying attention to what's been going on in the United States with regards to the U.S. economy. I won't even get into the foreign policy aspect of it, the foreign policy failure aspect of it, of this Biden-Harris-Obama regime. I don't know where this senator nor the other four senators who were standing around the podium giving this white supremacist senator moral support. But the New England senator, you obviously don't care that your New Englanders are now paying 300% more for heating oil than they were on December 31, 2020. You obviously don't care that the people in New England are paying $2 a gallon more for gasoline than they were on January the 20th, 2021. You obviously don't care about your senior citizens who are struggling to put heating oil in their tanks to heat their homes during this past brutal winter. Now, you can call it climate change, right? 300% increase. You don't care that in the state of Massachusetts, there's been a 67% increase in utility costs. Yes, electric bills. Some of them have doubled in some parts of Massachusetts. And this Democrat, New England supremacist senator has the audacity to say the Republicans will drive the economy off a cliff? Not just MAGA Republicans, but all senators, all citizens are infected by the Biden-Harris failure. Their feckless policies, their globalist policies. So obviously, the Democrat senators all sign on to a 300% rise in heating oil. All the Democrat senators, all the Democrat members of the U.S. House are signing on to a 100% increase in gas at the pump. The arrogance, the intentional campaign of disinformation and misinformation by the left wing in America, by Hillary Rotten Clinton, by the Democrats in Congress, both in the U.S. Senate and in the House, is reprehensible. But their comments, though, their comments actually shed a lot of light. It sheds a light at the intentional, all by design, I think is what iGuy calls it, all by design, the effort that's being put forth to tank the U.S. economy, to break the American people by Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and the handlers, because Joe Biden is not smart enough to do this by himself. He's the perfect front man. He's the perfect heartless, hollow man, place with no emotion and no feeling, who turns his back on the press on a daily basis, who turns his back on the American people on a daily basis. And now the coordinated campaign of disinformation and misinformation is by the Democrat Party in both the House and the U.S. Senate. And they're blaming the Republicans. They're blaming MAGA Republicans for allegedly tanking the U.S. economy. Now, I don't know where these individuals have been. They've been in denial, and maybe they have been in the river, the denial. But there used to be a sense of decorum and integrity. There used to be accountability in Washington, D.C. And when a president failed, when a president failed to deliver, when a politician failed their constituents, there was some accountability. And today, there is no accountability. And this is what's revealing with the comments by Hillary Rotten Clinton, stating that we cannot allow MAGA Republicans to tank our economy. or from the New England white supremacist Democrat senator who stated that Republicans will drive our economy off a cliff. And actually, the person that's driving this economic vehicle, his handlers put him in place. He is a dementia-riddled con man who's sitting behind the wheel. He's driving 100 miles an hour with no respect for the rule of law, no respect for any speed limits. And he's got a full tank of gas, thank you to his handlers. And he's recklessly destroying anything that's in its way along the highway to that cliff. 848 days, and there's been a minimum of 3 bank failures in the United States. 848 days, and we've had the highest inflation in 40 years, and now the MAGA Republicans are being blamed for an economy that was destroyed by Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and Joe Biden's handlers intentionally. Intentionally. Joe Biden set the groundwork in his dark speech on September 1, 2022, in front of Independence Hall, when King Joe stated, Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundation of our republic. No, you know what threatens the very foundation of our republic? Are anti-Americans like Joe Biden, anti-Americans like Kamala Harris, anti-Americans like Hillary Rodham Clinton, anti-Americans like Ed Markey, anti-Americans like Susan Rice, anti-Americans like Valerie Jarrett, anti-Americans like Barack Hussein, Satoru Obama. And boy, haven't we learned anything from the Durham report? How corrupt Barack Hussein, Satoru Obama, and Joe Biden are, not were, are undermining the United States government, undermining the President of the United States, undermining the President-elect of the United States, undermining a private citizen, i.e. Donald J. Trump. Oh, yeah, I haven't even talked about the border crisis either. 848 days. And you wonder why Joe Biden and his handlers chose Alejandro Mayorkas? He's another chimpanzee who's a front man who looks at you and says, "Oh, the border is secure. We're doing a good job. Oh, really? An invasion of 6.5 million illegal aliens, 6.5 million illegal unvetted aliens, 6.5 million illegal unvetted unvaccinated aliens invading the United States of America." And the President of the United States, the Vice President who was named as Border Czar, failed the American people. They failed Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. They have not protected and defended the United States of America from invasion. All the President of the United States has to do is follow the U.S. Constitution. All he has to do, that's all anybody has to do if they have any type of brains. If they have any type of passion for the United States of America, all they have to do is keep this pocket constitution in their top pocket, doubt of what they need to do. All they have to do is open it up. And they can go right to Article 4. Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. They can use a paperclip and they can go, you know, the United States shall guarantee to every state in the Union a republican form of government and shall protect each of them against invasion. Now, if you took the oath of office, you know, for 50 years and your oath is to protect and defend the United States Constitution, how difficult would it be to protect the states, which are guaranteed protection in the Union? It doesn't say 13 states. It doesn't say 13 colonies. Our founders were brilliant. The United States shall guarantee to every state in the Union. Even our founders knew America would grow from 13 states. 1787, and they had the foresight to understand that the United States of America will grow, and therefore the U.S. government shall guarantee protection to each state against invasion. You see, this is no more accidental. What Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are doing and their handlers are intentional. And now the intentional indictment of Republicans, of MAGA Republicans, being a threat to the U.S. economy. Now, I don't know about you, but I certainly find that extremely insulting. I find it reprehensible. And Joe Biden stated it on September 1, 2022. Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundation of our republic. Why? Because we want to make America great. Why? Because we believe that America is great. Why? Because we believe in patriotism. Why? Because we believe in the 50 United States. Why? Because we believe in the flag. We believe in liberties. Why? We believe in freedom. MAGA Republicans do not respect the Constitution. That's bullshit. And if dementia-riddled con man Joe Biden had any brains, okay, he wouldn't have agreed to read that. But it was written by his handlers. We don't respect the United States Constitution when, in fact, it's Joe Biden and his regime who are seeking to dismantle the Second Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. I don't know what part of that Joe Biden doesn't understand, and maybe the dementia has furthered his inability to comprehend. But a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. I'm not sure what part of that Joe Biden, his handlers, Kamala Harris, nor the Democrat Party doesn't understand. And then, of course, you want to talk about not respecting the Constitution? How about the dismantling of the First Amendment by Washington, D.C., by the Uniparty? Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. And what did government do for 2 years? Prohibit people from going to church. Christianity now is on attack, but yet Islam, which is antithetical to America's founding, Sharia, is embraced, prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech. You know, that part is really important, because when a dictator such as Joe Biden or King George the third comes along and determines that the speech that you opine is not in agreeance with their radical anti-American thought process, then you are the enemy. And how often are we seeing that? We saw that with Twitter. We see that with Facebook. And then we learn how much the government was engaged in helping to stem speech in America. But abridging the freedom of speech. Government doesn't have the right to abridge the freedom of speech. Well, you know, Vito, if somebody yells fire in a crowded movie theater, well, is there a fire? Is there a fire? I mean, that is the lamest excuse. But the issue is that you have Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, starting out with the thought police. Yeah, creating a department under Homeland Security. And basically, it was designed, well, you know, it wasn't really about thought. Yes, it was about thought. Yes, it was about control. Yes, it is about control. Why else would you, the federal government, coordinate with social media platforms to prohibit speech that you didn't disagree with? Has Jack Dorsey apologized to President Trump since President Trump was absolutely correct before they terminated his Twitter account? No. It was a form of manipulation, manipulating and tampering with the presidential elections. So Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion, prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievance. And all five components of the Bill of Rights, of the First Amendment of the U.S. Bill of Rights, is being perverted by this regime. And King Joe has the audacity to indict MAGA Republicans do not respect the Constitution. We most certainly do respect the Constitution. We most certainly revere the Constitution, and that's what the Democrat Party does not like. They don't like the fact that Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution states, the United States shall guarantee to every state in the Union a Republican form of government. It doesn't say a democracy. It doesn't say a Democrat form of government. It says a Republican form of government. That is why the Democrat Party despises our representative republic. They despise our constitutional republic. Hillary Rodham Clinton uses the First Amendment to destroy the First Amendment. The absurdity of the Democrat Marxist Party, the absurdity of the Democrat Marxist senators stating that Republicans are going to drive the economy off a cliff, or Hillary Rodham Clinton stating that MAGA Republicans are trying to tank the economy when in fact it's Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Nancy Pelosi, and all their handlers. King Joe's further statement on September 1, speaking about MAGA Republicans do not respect the Constitution. They do not believe in the rule of law. Really? Oh, have you seen Hunter Biden lately? Have you seen the effort that Joe Biden has made to suppress the truth coming out, because Joe Biden has zero respect for the rule of law in the United States of America? Why else would you fire everybody in the IRS who was investigating Hunter Biden? Huh? Why? Why? Because you're politicizing. You're using the IRS as a political weapon, and they were getting close. You want to talk about the rule of law? Biden has zero respect for the rule of law. Have you seen the border in the last 848 days? Joe Biden and the Biden crime family enriched themselves handsomely. They do not recognize the will of the people, really. The will of the people is lower gas prices. The will of the people are lower grocery prices. The will of the people is to make America energy independent again, as we once were from 2018 to 2020, and immediately taken off of energy independence and now energy dependent and dependent on foreign sources for our oil. Foreign sources, what was it, 20, 30 million barrels of oil were purchased at $80 a barrel from OPEC to replenish the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, which was intentionally drained by dopey Joe Biden, intentionally drained to manipulate the 2022 midterm elections to artificially drive oil prices down at the pump, which Joe Biden and his handlers took credit for lowering gas prices by 25 cents a gallon. Why? Because the 714 million barrels, which is the maximum amount the Strategic Petroleum Reserve holds, was drained down to 355 million barrels intentionally by Joe Biden and his handlers to artificially lower and manipulate gas prices just in time for the 2022 midterm elections. And the U.S. media, which is owned and paid for by the DNC, the Democrat National Committee, said nothing. The Strategic Petroleum Reserve, which was filled to capacity, and thank you, President Trump, for that, and doing it at a net zero dollar, by the way, not $80 a barrel, as being done right now under the destructive Joe Biden, under the anti-American Joe Biden. And we're buying our oil from foreign sources who despise the United States of America. Saudi Arabia financed 19 Muslim men to attack America on September 11, 2001, and we seemingly have forgotten that. We should be able to push that aside. Saudi Arabia intentionally kills James Khashoggi and then chops him up and disposes of his body. But we're not supposed to worry about journalists being killed by international terrorist organizations. I mean, he's dead, right? Russia, let's go ahead and now we're going to buy oil from Russia. So we buy oil from Russia using American taxpayer money. And then on the other side of the coin, we send another $44 billion to Ukraine to fight the Russians, who were also helped financing the Russians to fight the Ukrainians by buying Russian oil. Makes perfect sense, doesn't it? It's almost like Kamala Harris, word salad Harris, is writing the script. Well, you know, can you see cackles now? We're going to buy Russian oil at $80 a barrel. And so Russia now has the money to fight the Ukrainians. But you know what we're going to do? We're going to send, $50 billion in aid to Ukraine to fight the Russians that we're funding. Oh, do you think we're not living in an alternative universe right now? And then we're going to buy oil from Iran. We have purchased oil from Iran. The theocratic terrorist regime of Iran, who calls the United States the great Satan, calls Israel little Satan, funds terrorism around the world, including Hezbollah, including Hamas, funds terrorism in Lebanon, funds terrorist training camps in the tri-border region in South America, Paraguay, Brazil, and I want to say Argentina. Islamic terrorist training camps, and the people of Iran are starving. And we're infusing billions of dollars to Iran. Thank you, Joe Biden. Also, communist Venezuela. And then Joe Biden, the coward that he is, hides behind this green new scam, right? The green scam deal. Well, the climate, we're investing in climate. No, you're not investing in climate. You're spending taxpayer money. Climate change is a scam. It's a con. It's the redistribution of wealth by the globalist left wing. And Joe Biden has sold his soul and America's soul to the New World Order, the globalist cabal, who is seeking to extract more and more of America's taxpayers' money, whether it's the World Economic Forum, the United Nations, this Agenda 30, Agenda 21, the Paris Accord. It's all a scam. And yet they continue to move on. King Joe stated, MAGA Republicans look at America and see carnage and darkness and despair. They spread fears and lies, lies told for profit and power. And now you've got Hillary Rotten Clinton coming out and saying that MAGA Republicans will tank our economy. Democrat senators, Democrat U.S. senators stating the Republicans will drive our economy off a cliff. I don't know where these people have been the last 848 days. But their dishonesty, their campaign of disinformation is to protect Joe Biden. Why? Is the Senate club, the U.S. Senate club, that deep, that thick, that they must protect one of their own? It used to be when a president's economic policies failed this miserably, that president is done. No, he's going to run for reelection and he's going to run under the banner, let's finish the job. Well, shit, I don't know about you. I don't know what job he's going to finish, because he's done a hell of a job in destroying a great economy. And now the shameless Democrat Party, their campaign of disinformation and misinformation campaign, is to now blame MAGA Republicans for the U.S. economy. It's brilliant, isn't it? Don't address escalating prices at the gas pump for over 12 months. Don't address it. Don't even talk about it. And of course, when you have a useless media that is in the back pockets of the Democrat National Committee, who believe in this radical Marxist movement, when they don't hold this feckless fraud, the wicked man Joe Biden, accountable for his actions, he's free to do what he pleases. And then you have a uniparty in Washington, D.C. The legislative branch of government is rallying around Joe Biden and his crime syndicate. I'm sorry, his regime. And they actually support the policies that have led to the highest inflation in 40 years. You have a legislative body in Washington, D.C., who now agrees with the Biden-Harris regime and their handlers, economic policies that have led to the highest prices at the gas pump. We have a legislative body now who is rallying around Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and allowing the invasion in America through our southern borders, the largest that we've ever seen in our lifetime. 6.5 million and growing. It's probably now at 7 million thanks to Title 42 expiring. A number of what so far, 140 or so terrorists on the terror watch list have been apprehended. How many have gotten through? I mean, this is gross negligence. It's a dereliction of duty. It's treason to not protect the southern border. And the legislative body, the uniparty, continues to rally around Joe Biden, Kamala Harris. And Hillary Rotten Clinton sends out these tweets, we cannot allow MAGA Republicans to tank our economy. Where have they been? I mean, Boyd from California, $7 a gallon for gas. New England states, Massachusetts, 67% increase in utilities. Florida, 100% increase in gas at the pump since January 20, 2021. And now, the same people who are trying to indict MAGA Republicans and Republicans for an economy that is on the brink of, and I don't even want to say it because I can't believe it would even happen. They rally around Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and their handlers instead of holding them accountable for more and more Americans struggling to make ends meet in America. Struggling. More and more Americans having to use their savings to pay for daily expenses. Just basic living expenses. We have senior citizens in Philadelphia who are turning their heat on to 55 degrees because they couldn't afford to heat their homes. And we have a legislative body that's rallying around this destructive nature of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. And now we know why. Because Hillary Rodham Clinton made it clear the objective by the Democrat Marxist Party is now to blame the Republicans, blame MAGA, blame Donald Trump for today's economy. When in fact, the policies that were put in place, the policies that we're seeing, the failed policies put in place, were put in place by Joe Biden and his handlers, his anti-American handlers. Susan Rice, domestic policy advisor. This is her economy. And now she's fleeing. She did her job. And now it's incumbent upon the Democrats in the U.S. House, the Democrats in the U.S. Senate, and all of the Democrat Party sycophants to start blaming Republicans, specifically MAGA Republicans, because they're afraid of Donald Trump. They're afraid the American people are getting wise to the con game that's being put forth. Imagine covering for an individual who has been this bad, which has infected each and every American, irrespective of party affiliation, irrespective of race, color, or creed. The intentional campaign of disinformation and misinformation by the left wing in America. Intentional. And the shamelessness that these people show, how Hillary Rodham Clinton can still show her face, is unbelievable after what this woman has done to America, done to abuse power, and the absurdity that's coming out of the United States Senate. Oh, and by the way, you know, the United States Senate, the U.S., the Democrat-led Senate, and Chuck Schumer, you should be ashamed of yourself. Have you seen the way John Fetterman dresses? I mean, this guy's wearing a hoodie and shorts, coming to a podium, okay? Now, it's not one thing about being a snob, but if this guy can't afford a fucking suit, I mean, it's absolutely, it's shameful. It's shameful the way this man is carrying himself, and it's undignified. And yet, there's no decorum any longer in the United States Senate. And why should there be a decorum when, in fact, you have a campaign of disinformation and misinformation that's intentionally being infused in the United States of America? This is Joe Biden, Kamala Harris's economy. This is Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and the Democrat Party's economy. And let's not forget that. We're coming to a close. 3 minutes is a really quick hour. So thank you all for joining me today. Right after my show on Blog Talk Radio, you got Annie with Southern Sense Talk Radio and our great sidekick, Curtis, author Curtis Bennett. She'll be on from 1 to 4 p.m. Eastern Time. So check her out at Southern Sense Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio. Tomorrow, Osama Dakduk and the beautiful Christie revealing the truth about Islam at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Sunday, Eric from Kafiristan with the Cross and the Crescent discussion. Check him out. I believe it's at 2 p.m. Eastern Time on right here at Global Patriot Radio. Al and I will be back on Monday evening at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And Hank Jones and Poly Sports, check him out on Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. I'll be back next Friday, God willing, and the creeks don't rise. And we'll take a look and see how much more they'll be blaming the Republicans, specifically MAGA Republicans, for the economy, for the state of this disunion and chaos caused by Joe Biden and the radical left wing in America. They are anti-American. They are anti-constitutional. And now they have the audacity to blame MAGA Republicans for an economy that they created, that they have destroyed. And it's just the Marxist way that's being implemented here in the United States. Shame on the United States Senate for rallying around the destructive policies of former Senator Joe Biden and former Senator Kamala Harris. The good old boys club in Washington, D.C. still exists. And these rotten individuals, these evil individuals in the United States Senate are circling the wagons to protect and shield Joe Biden and his disastrous economic policies. And we aren't going to stand for it anymore. So thank you all for joining me. Thank you, Ducky Northwest. I Guy, nice to see you. Sue from New Mexico, prayers are with you, Sue. And Joshua, thank you. And also, please check out a good friend of ours' website, www.bigfootsplace.blogspot.com. Bigfoot does a great blog. It's a also a great, you know, great information from around the world, not just the United States. So you all be safe out there. Have a great weekend. Thank you all for joining me. Ciao for now.
If not himself, then he has not to say the thing he truly feels, and not the words of one who kneels. The record shows I took the blow.
That was for you, Joshua S.P.
Ciao for now, folks.